How long has it been since a snarling woman and a supercharged electric guitar grabbed you and wouldn't let go? The Four Women of Savages first appeared 2 years ago with a noisy debut called Silence Yourself. Critic Tom Moon says the UK band's second album, the just-released Adore Life, represents a huge leap forward.
On their first album, Savages went for a sound worthy of the band's name. Raw, confrontational, intense. On this album, the palette has broadened. Singer Jenny Beth says it happened after some touring. Savages began to write songs that unfold like short stories, with sudden changes in tone and texture. To develop this new material, Savages did a smart thing. It set up a series of low-key workshop performances in clubs. Jenny Beth says these helped the band refine the quiet moments and the thundering peaks. Savages identifies as a post-punk band, and sure enough, the cornerstone of the sound is abrasive guitar. That can sometimes mask the sophistication in the writing. Lyricist Jenny Beth explores the perils of love and commitment in terse, unsentimental language. Sometimes in rock, raw energy is everything. Savages had that from the start. And with this album, the band expanded and magnified that intense, visceral roar. Listen closely through the ear-shredding distortion. This is the sound of a band that got good in a hurry.
Moon reviewed the second album by Savages, Adore Life.